Blog Talk Radio. Our scripture is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Let's read verse 10 again. Who died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are also doing. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Be at peace among yourselves. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just your peace that you're extending to us tonight. We thank you, dear Father, that all around the world, in the midst of all of the battles and wars, dear Father, we turn on the TV and there's more rumors of more wars to coming. I thank you that your word is never changing. I thank that you doesn't change your mind according to our reactions, but you're still God. And I thank you for loving us, that through all of our sins and all of the mistakes that we make here, I just thank you for giving us the opportunity to repent of our sins. And right now, Jesus, let me just thank you for all of the ones, dear Father, in this creation, all around the world, who has not taken out time to say thank you today. Dear Father, I intercede right now, and I thank you for life. I thank you for life all around the world. I thank you, dear Father, for forgiving those who have came to you asking to be forgiven with a true heart. I thank you, dear Father, for watching over the sick and the shut-in, the ones that are just lonely right now, just lonely for a human touch, just to hear someone's voice. I just thank you, Jesus, for being there, for sending someone there. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for family near and far. I thank you for friends. I thank you for blessings. I thank you for the ones who decided, instead of taking their life today, dear Father, that they would trust in you and they would stand with you and they would believe in your word. And I thank you for the ones that have been obedient, going to those people as you send them out to hear the voices of the crying. May we all be obedient and go. May it not just be something that we sing about or talk about, but may we be doers of your word. And now we ask that I may just decrease, and we invite you, Holy Spirit, to just increase. And we lift you up high, and we worship you, and we praise your name, and we invite you to take control of all of us right now, Jesus. Oh, and stop our ears that we may hear the word. Oh, just wipe all of the gunk out of our eyes, dear Father, that we may have seen throughout the day, and give us clarity that we may see through all of it and see you, see your presence. May we feel your touch. Oh, just one touch, just one touch, just one touch. We invite you, Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we continue to pray for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love being in his presence. I just thank you, God, for just being a God that we can come to him, that we can get along with him. We can get in just the presence. We can block out this world, everything that's amongst it. We can just block it out, and we can just come to him on bowed down knees, just bend it with our hearts full, and he will lift us up. He takes us through. I'm a witness that he just takes us through. We may cry and whatever it is that But as long as we have the astonishing faith, he lifts us up and he just takes us through another day. I know right now, personally, he's carrying me. There's only one set of footprints in the sand right now in my life, and it is he who's carrying me. It is not me. It is he who's carrying me. He's carrying me day by day. He's carrying me just through the regular things of life. He's carrying me. But he's carrying me right now just as I continue to mourn over my son. Oh, I don't even want to go there right now. But if any parent who has lost a child can tell you, wow, I don't know if it ever gets better, but I know that God will never leave me, and I know that he just continues to hold me and just comfort me. So he's there. I have to find purpose in my alone time with God. The question today is, what do you get in your alone time with God? What do you get in your alone time with God? Have you realized what your relationship with God is supposed to bring to you, that you are supposed to be getting something from this? Have you realized how to get the most out of it? When we come to realize that life is about having a relationship with God, and we get over our high selves of thinking that this is our lives and we do what we want to do with it, don't you understand that Jesus, he died that you may have a right to have eternal life? So this is not our life to do as we please, even though he loves us enough to give us the power of choice, that we can choose some things. But he also suggests to us that we choose him first and choose his righteousness. And then all the other things just will be added unto you. What have you chosen today? Did you get up this morning with him on your mind? Was he the first person that you spoke to? Did you give him thanksgiving for just waking you up this morning? Once we realize that he is our head, that he is our life, that's when we get the most out of our devotion time. That's when we understand that we need devotion time, because we will truly just lose our joy. We'll truly lose our first love when we start to think that it's about that God needs us for some reason. He needs us to pray. He needs us, and we don't need him. He wants to be in communion with you. You are his child. What parent wouldn't want the best for their child? Hallelujah. When we start to think that life is just about what we're doing for God and just the things that we can do, rather than that we need to be enjoying God, that we have the opportunity to enjoy God, the God who does works in our lives, in our world, through us, we need to enjoy God. We need to live life to the fullness. And the only way to truly do that is knowing God. Eternal life and then abundance of life. That's what he has for us. John 10:10. He said that we may have life more abundant. You will find eternal life. You will find the abundant life. You will find it in cultivating a personal relationship with a personal God. And that's only through Jesus Christ. There's no way back to God except through Jesus Christ, the one and only. This is what his heart longs for us to be returned back to him. For if we start replacing God with activities for God or any other idol, we will lose our joy. And then we'll start to wonder why God feels so distant to us. See, the beauty of an intimate walk with God is that we can know his will. 1 Corinthians 2:16 tells us we can know his will. But again, have you ever just noticed someone that they're always at church? They seem to always be at the right place, but they can't find a relationship. They're some of the meanest people. They do some of the most horrible things behind closed doors because they're trying to do things for Christ. They're thinking just by going and just cutting the grass at the church that's doing something. They think by sitting on the front row or shouting the loudest. They think that they're representing that they love God. And it may be in their way, but they don't have any time to have a personal relationship or actually open the Bible outside of when the pastor or the evangelist asks them to turn to a certain verse. But in that alone time, in that time when it's struggles in their life, through the struggles, through the trials, who do they talk to? They can have some of the most filthiest mouths. See, we can have our joy made full, and we can expect our prayers to be answered. But we have to pray. There is rest. There is security. There is certainty when we are near to the heart of God. But there's no shortcuts. We must take the time to spend time with God, to listen to him, to learn from him, and to love him. We've got to love him. The more we learn, the more you will fall in love. The more time you spend with him, the more you'll fall in love. The more you listen to him, the more you will fall in love. I invite you to fall in love with God tonight and have a productive quiet time. To be productive in your quiet time is one in which we encounter God's heart. We encounter God's heart for us through his word. See, we read the word, we study the word, and we meditate upon it, such that the Spirit is able to give us enlightenment concerning its meaning of the word. He reveals his word to us and his desires, applications for our life, just come real. It's real to us. And then as we go back through and as we're reading the scriptures again, he will go deep inside of there and pull out a whole new passage for you. The same verse, same scripture, but now he shows you something different. It's just like every side of him is a totally different one. And that's why you would never, I don't care how old you get, how many times you go through the Bible, it never gets boring. It never gets repetitive, because every time he's going to show you something different. He's going to show you a different side of him. He's going to show you a different meaning of him. Hallelujah. That's why the books, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he revealed and inspired them all to say the same thing in different ways, seeing it in different ways, meaning the same thing to different people at different times for different understandings of one word, the same word. That's God. That's how he works in your life. Different kids, different personalities, but he will give you the word and directions of how you are to train and raise up each individual child to be successful in him with his word. One word. Different meanings for different times, for different people, in different places. All one word. The scripture is not just meant to be mere data or information, but it's a language. It's a language expressing God's love and his intent to us. It's a language expressing his love for us. It is thus more than letters on a page, people. See, being God's handwritten note to us about his love and his purpose, that is his word. It is him personally writing us a letter. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to write to me. It's his handwritten note to us about his love for us, about his purpose for us. You've got mail. You've got mail from the Almighty. Will you open the mail? Or just allow it to just remain on the box or on the stand or maybe in a drawer or even in your back window of your car. Where do you have your mail at? You've got mail. And that mail is very much alive according to Hebrews 4 and 12. Will you open the mail? I invite you tonight. Open your mail. Open your mail. It's from God. It's a handwritten letter from God. When we read God's word to see what God's heart is and how he wants our hearts, then devotions are meaningful and they're purposeful. See, devotion should always involve time in prayer. We should listen to God through his word. We got to listen through his word. And when we should speak to God through prayer, we got to make sure that we have an open heart. As we speak, then we also want to listen. It's essential that we open our hearts fully before God, especially since he sees them for what they are anyway. So it's silly to not express our free longings. It's silly not to express our full longings, not to express our heart's desires, when God knows what they are anyway. You say, well, why, if he knows, why would we have to express our full and lovely and free longings? Because he said he wants to hear it from you. Your beloved one, come to me, mirror it back. Express to me what it is that you're wanting. Hallelujah. Just like you want to hear your loved one tell you, I love you. You said, I know my child loves me. But you want to hear that. You want to hear that your spouse understands your needs. And they're here for you. You need to hear that. We should cast our worries. We need to cast all of our cares upon Christ. And we should pour out our needs to him. We should pray for the things which he has told us to pray for, such as for his kingdom to come, and that his will to be done in various areas in our sphere of influences in this world. We should be praying for his will to be done in the White House, his will to be done in our cities and states, his will to be done on our battlegrounds, his will to be done in our schools, in our jobs. We should be praying for his kingdom. Because, hallelujah. See, we want to see his name lifted up in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. And then once our hearts are enwrapped with God, it is only natural to pray for others to know the same thing. Someone may say, well, why would you try to push the Lord on someone else? Because once your heart is enwrapped with God, once you're so in love and you see the beauty and you see all the things that the benefits of being with the Father, you can't help it. It's only natural for you to pray for others. You can't pour it down their throat, but pray for others to know the same thing. And as God leads you to go speak his word to those, Don't hesitate. Run. Go speak the word. And don't give up. Don't give up. Psalms 106 and 11 says, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." Do you know anyone who needs joy? Look at the world. The world needs joy. We need God's joy. We were made for God. So let us spend time alone with God to hear from him, to know him, to obey him, and to just enjoy him. Hallelujah. The world needs God's joy. The world needs God's love. We need to learn to hear from him. Don't you think we need to hear from God? Don't you think that the world could really do good right now if everyone just knew God? It was a song we used to sing back in the day in one of the groups that we was in, and I'm sure you've heard it. If everybody had Jesus, what a wonderful world this would be. Just a simple verse. If everybody had Jesus, what a wonderful world this would be. If you and me and everybody had just a little bit more love, what a wonderful world this would be. If everybody was just a little bit more kind. What about that? If everybody just had a little bit more patience, if everybody just had a little bit more prayer time, there would be no more suffering, no more strife. Oh, and if you and me and everybody just had a little bit more love, oh, there would be so much happiness and kindness. Hallelujah. If everybody, that starts with me, that starts with you, if everybody. So the next time that you're so willing to just get upset at someone just for a misunderstanding, they may have lied on you. They may have been talking about you. They may did cut you off in traffic. The kid may didn't do what you told them to do 1,000 times, as we say. How many times have I told you this? 1,000 times. Maybe you need to tell it 1,001. It is a repetitive thing of being a parent. But what if you decided that I'm going to keep my cool through all of this? I'm not saying that you don't get bothered, but you keep your cool. You do not blow your top. And you decide that I'm going to have a little bit more love today. And you say, I'm on my love meter is on zero. Then you decide that I'm going to go find some time for prayer right now. I'm going to go get in my secret place right now because I need to go to the love maker and I need to go to the love doctor. I need to go to our Father. God, I need some love right now. Share your love with me. Hallelujah. This situation, I want to handle it with love. So I'm seeking you first. Before I blow my top, I'm seeking you first before I go and talk to that employer or that employee. I'm seeking you first, and I'm going to seek your righteousness. over this situation before I go deal with it. Because I do understand that if everybody had just a little bit more love, what a wonderful world this would be. And it all starts right here with me. It all starts right there with you. In our closing tonight, I remind you that we were made for God. I know you may think you was made for that situation. I know you may think you was made just for the chemistry that you have with someone or the position that you're holding. That's just a privilege, that a talent he's given to you. But you were made to God. All of your talents should be working to edify the kingdom. Every talent that you have, you should be using it in some manner to edify the kingdom. And in that, all of the things will be given back to you. All of the benefits will be given back to you. All of those secret little things that you get just for being in that position, those little perks, those are just benefits God grants you once you start to edify him with your talents. Don't be caught with your talents buried in the sand, holding on to them. When he returns, he's going to come to you and say, how did you use my talents? Again, he knows the answer, and you're going to have to tell it. It's all going to be revealed. Anything done in the dark is going to be brought to the light. That's why you should not be waiting. I am going to do this once I do this. I learned quite some time ago, if I sit around and wait until I get to this here position to do that, or wait till I lose weight before I'm going to do this, or before I'm going to wait till I get so many more miles on my vouchers from flights before I make this trip, or if I have to learn to do things now, in the moment, do things now, pray about them, set your goals, and when you get there, do it. What are you waiting on? On what you think you're going to be when you get to that goal that you think, what you think you're going to look like when you lose that weight? You think people are not going to talk about you? You think they're not going to look at you different? You think it's going to be better then? See, it's our mind. It's in your mind. If your mind is not right, I don't care what you look like on the outside. If your inside is still nasty and messed up, you're still not going to have peace. You're still not going to have joy. You're still not going to have what you're seeking. I invite you to go ahead and step forward now. God said, come just as you are. You can't clean yourself up enough to make yourself perfection for God. Come just as you are. He said, I created you. I know the best way to get you out of that mess that you're in. Start working for him now. Seek him first. And his righteousness and all of those other things that you're searching for, that you're waiting on, is a lie from the enemy to can sit there and wait. That you're procrastinating about day after day have turned into weeks and months and now years. And you are now passing that down to your kids with the same lame excuses. Satan is a liar. He's the father of all lies. And he's never going to tell you the truth. Stop waiting on it. It's not going to happen. But you were made for God. You right there, my sister. You, my brother, you were made for God. So as a whole, let us all begin now to spend time along with God. We want to, as we spend our time along with God, what do you get in your long time with God? Let's learn how to make the most of it by hearing from God. So God, I want to hear from you. God, I want to know you. Oh, God, I want to obey you. I want to enjoy you. You should find enjoyment out of it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I promise you, you will enjoy him. So, God, I want to learn from you. I want to listen to you. And just know that he alone, there is no other. He alone gives us strength. He alone will meet your deepest needs. So just let us all draw near to him on a regular basis. Let's not wait. Why not start right now? Right now. Right now. Jesus, we draw near to you right now. Jesus, we want to learn from you right now. Jesus, we want your presence to be all over us right now. Jesus, we want to enjoy you right now. Right now. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, I ask you to repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me for all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I just want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on that cross. And now I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In your name I pray. Congratulations to you. You've made one of the most important moves of your life. Congratulations, you are a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. That includes you. You're a new creature in Christ. And all of heaven is celebrating with you, for you, about the decision that you just made. You have a brand new life with Jesus. You have a bright future filled with hope and faith. And you have a clean slate with Jesus starting right now. Man may not, but you have a clean slate with Jesus starting right now. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, it's walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can also leave a message here on the Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to call in anytime when on the air. 646-652-4916. Our scripture to go comes from Psalm 16:11. And it simply says, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are precious pleasures forever. You need pleasures. We all need precious pleasures. It's in God's right hand. And that right hand is extended out to you right now. Speak the words to him. God, your word said that you will make known to me. You will show me your path of life. I want to travel this life in your path. He said that in your presence I will find fullness of joy. That means I'm lacking of nothing. Fullness of joy. And you said in your right hand that's extended to me, there are pleasures, and they're there forever. I want to receive them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Love you here, Try Anointed Ministries. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. In your private.